Great Country Q 94. We are with Chad Abram and Nick Crary from the Prairie du Chien Eagles Club. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know we talked with Tom Stram and Dan Morris earlier, kind of getting ready. It's January. That means telethon season. And I know this is a really big event for the Prairie du Chien Eagles Club. So I'll let you guys kind of talk about some of the events. You know, everybody, the telethon is happening. But there's a lot of stuff happening at the Eagles Club, too.
Yeah, so this is the 50th year, Lori, and we're trying to make it a bigger year because it's the 50th year. We had a meeting the other day, and Tom Stram reported that the telethon, Nick, I believe he said, over $1.1 million has been raised since 1976. 1976. Quick math there.
That's right.
So over 1.1 million from a community of 5,000 or better people. Granted, there's a lot of visitors and a lot of people watching online, but we're trying to make it big for 50th year. It's a 50th year, so they're bringing back some alumni. You know, that's going to be a great show. But yeah, at the Eagles Club, we do a lot that day. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
I have a lot of state officers coming. As I'm an Eagle state officer myself, but there's the president's coming and his wife. She's the madam president. We have a gentleman from Michigan coming who is the part of the grand area as the Heart Association leader. So he's coming. So the special guest. So there's a lot of activities going on. We need people to come down to the Eagles Club that day. I'll let Nick talk about what kind of activities we got going on there. So,
yeah. So we're going to start our day off about we'll be open all day, but we're going to start off a lot of events at that day at about 1 o'clock. We're going to go to an old school meat raffle with an old spinning paddle wheel, not winning boxes of meat, but actual pieces of meat. We're getting some hams, some chickens, some stuff like that. So that'll start at 1. We'll trickle that on throughout the afternoon. We have a taco bar that's going to start off at about 2 o'clock. That's our meal, $5 a serving. Bar bingo will start about 4:30. Starting about 4:30, we'll also do some live appearances that'll be put on the TV with Dan Morris and them. So we'll do bar bingo from 4:30 to roughly 6:30. At about 6:30, we'll start drawing all our raffle prizes. We got a bunch of basket raffles. We'll have some silent auction stuff. Also, right now, we have raffle tickets on sale that have 4 different guns. 2 of them are custom engraved. Plus, we're giving away $1,000 cash on that raffle ticket. There's some at the Hideaway in Boscobel, some at the Horseshoe, and, of course, we have tickets at the bar and at the club. We'll draw for that stuff at about 7 o'clock. At 7:30, we'll have a few live auctions, and then the crew of us will go upstairs and hide for a while, count some money, and then end up on the show sometime after 10 o'clock to tell what we raised at the club itself.
And don't forget, all day Saturday is happy hour, Pricey.
Ooh, there you go.
At the club. And Lori will be bartending. So.
Oh, God. Nobody wants to be bartending. Everybody would just get Busch Light. That's I'm like, I can get you a Busch Light. You want a mixed drink? How about a Busch Light? That's my skills bartending.
So, yeah. So, Nick and I met last night again and talked about this. And we have a goal set for the total telethon amount, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We would like to see $50,000 for 50 years.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But mm-hmm. it is possible. We haven't set a goal yet for ourselves at the club. We'll probably do that over the weekend this weekend. Or excuse me, we'll do that this week. Set ourselves a goal, and we'll try to hit that goal. And, you know, with one thing that people don't understand, some people might know this, but others don't. When we do our bar bingo and these meat raffles, we always hold the first $1,000 we bring in, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, the first $1,000 that we bring in, we hold that, and that goes to someone personally that's battling cancer in our area,
okay,
or a heart problem, okay, in our area. We started that 3 years ago.
Yes.
And every year we pick an individual. We, as a club members, we get together, we talk about it, we make sure we're all in favor of the person. So we have someone chose this year. We're keeping it a secret till that night. They will be invited that night, I'm assuming, like they have in the past. So that's another great thing that the Eagles Club does. You know, I've been on here before with you, Lori, and talked about all the Ronald McDonald House. And, you know, if you're ever looking for a place to go and help raise funds and for a good cause, check out the Eagles Club's Facebook page, because we usually have some type of event going on. There's always games going on the weekends when Lori's there, and all of that money goes back to a local charity. So just we try to stand true to our meaning as Eagles, as people helping people.
And if people want to watch the telethon, I know Dan and Tom talked about it, but you know, everything's online, so you can watch from the comfort of your home. What is that website?
EaglesTelethon.org.
Yes. So you can watch the stream there. You can, I believe, can you donate via that link?
That's the link you donate at.
Yep. Yes.
And then the YouTube has the
Yes. Just
type in the Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon. Yes. It'll pop up. It's also on Channel 6 here in Prairie du Chien.
Yep. Yes.
And new this year, we are accepting credit cards.
Ooh.
So you can donate with a credit card.
Just max out
pay for auction items with credit cards. Pay for even the stuff down at the club with a credit card. The bar will still be a cash sale thing, but anything related to telethon, I can run it as a credit card.
Awesome. And, of course, the telethon coming up on Saturday, January 25th. That's going to be here before we know it.
Yes, it will be.
Yes, it will be.
So, and again, I'm assuming all of this information also on the Eagles Facebook page as well.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you to Chad and Nick as we get ready for the 50th annual Eagles Heart and Cancer Telethon on January 25th here in Prairie du Chien.